Why does he always shout? Said Shufti. I mean, he only has to ask. Polly appended the horrible scubbo into a tin bowl and almost ran to the lieutenant's shelter. He looked up from a map and smiled at her as if she was delivering a feast. Ah, scubbo, he said. We are actually having other stuff, sir, Polly volunteered. I'm sure there's enough to go round. Good heavens, no. No, it's been years since I've had food like this, said Blouse, picking up the spoon. Of course, at school we didn't appreciate it so much. You had food like this at school, sir? Said Polly. Yes, most days, said Blouse happily. Polly couldn't quite fit this in her head. Blouse was a knob. Knobs ate knobby food, didn't they? Had you done something bad, sir? I can't imagine what you mean, Perks, said Blouse, slurping at the horrible thin gruel. Are the men rested? Yes, sir. The dead people were a bit of a shock. Yes, bad business, sighed the lieutenant. Such is war, alas. I'm only sorry you had to learn so fast. Such a terrible waste all the time. I'm sure things can be sorted out when we reach Connect, though. No general can expect young men like yourselves to be instant soldiers. I shall have something to say about that. His rabbity features looked unusually determined, as if a hamster had spotted a gap in its treadmill. Do you require me for anything else, sir? Said Polly. Do the men talk about me, Perks? Not really, sir, no. The lieutenant looked disappointed. Oh. Oh, well. Thank you, Perks. Polly wondered if Jackram ever slept. She did a spell of guard duty, and he stepped out from behind her with, Guess who, Perks? You're on lookout. You should see the dreadful enemy before they see you. What are the four S's? Shape, shadow, silhouette, and shine, Sarge, said Polly, snapping to attention. She'd been expecting this. That caused a moment's pause from the sergeant before he said, Just knew that, did you? No, sir. A little bird told me when we changed guard, sir. Said you'd asked him, sir. Oh, so Jackram's little lads are ganging up on their kindly old sergeant, are they? Said Jackram. No, sir. Sharing information important to the squad in a vital survival situation, Sarge. You've got a quick mouth on you, Perks, I'll grant you that. Thank you, Sarge. But I see you're not standing in a bleeding shadow, Perks. Nor have you done anything to change your bleeding shape. You're silhouetted against the bleeding light, and your sabre's shining like a diamond and a chimney sweep's bleeding aerol. Explain?
It's because of the one C, Sarge, said Polly, still staring straight ahead.
And that is?
Colour, Sarge. I'm wearing bleeding red and white in a bleeding grey forest, Sarge.
She risked a sideways glance. In Jackram's little piggy eyes there gleamed a gleam. It was the one they had when he was secretly pleased.
"'Ashamed of your lovely, lovely uniform, Perks?' he said.
"'Don't want to be seen dead in it, Sarge,' said Polly.
"'Ha! As you were, Perks!'
Polly smiled straight ahead. When she came off guard for a bowl of game casserole, Jackram was teaching basic swordcraft to Lofty and Tonka, using hazel sticks as swords. By the time Polly had finished, he was teaching Wazza some of the finer points of using a high-performance pistol crossbow. Especially the one about not turning around with it cocked and saying,
What's this bit for, Sarge?
Wazza handled weapons like a house-proud woman disposing of a dead mouse, at arm's length and trying not to look. But even she was better with them than Igor, who just didn't seem at home with the idea of what was, to him, randomised surgery. Jade was dozing. Maledict was hanging by his knees under the roof of one of the sheds, with his arms folded across his chest. He must have been telling the truth when he said that there were some aspects of being a vampire that were hard to give up. Igor and Maledict. She still wasn't sure about Maledict, but Igor had to be a boy with those stitches around the head and that face that could only be called homely. And even then it was the kind of home that has a burned-out vehicle on the lawn. He was quiet and neat, but maybe that's how Igor's behaved. She woke up with Shufti shaking her.
We're moving. Better go and see to the Rupert.
What? Oh, right. There was a bustle all around her. Polly staggered to her feet and hurried over to Lieutenant Blouse's shed, where he was standing in front of his wretched horse and holding the bridle with a lost expression.
Ah, Perks, he said. I'm not at all sure I'm doing this right.
No, sir. You've got the waffles twisted and the snuffles are upside down, said Polly, who'd often helped in the inn's yard.
Ah, that would be why he was so difficult last night, said Blouse. I suppose I ought to know this sort of thing, but at home we had a man to do it.
Let me, sir, said Polly. She untwisted the bridle with a few careful movements. What's his name, sir?